listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Public employees hostage because he wants to have a wall that is not effective.
New House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will sit down with him again this morning.
Without a wall, you cannot have border security. It won't work.
Other congressional leaders will also be at the meeting, like top House Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Think about what the Democrats have voted on numerous times before. They have voted for wall and fencing on a number of occasions, even at a higher number.
When asked if she'd compromise and give some wall funding, Pelosi said,
a dollar? $1.
So no one's budging on day 14 of the partial government shutdown that's keeping paychecks from hundreds of thousands of federal workers. Democrats, now in charge of the House, put forward their plan last night. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, the House passed a pair of spending bills designed to reopen the government, but they have no chance of becoming law because neither provides funding for a border wall. One measure funds most government agencies through September. The other deals with Homeland Security separately, keeping it open for another month with no money for a wall. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the upper chamber will not take up measures the president won't sign. Dave?
Rachel, 8 people are hospitalized in Florida, some with critical injuries, the morning after 7 others were killed in a fiery crash on I-75 near Gainesville.
The fire was so intense that authorities say it actually damaged parts of the road. Authorities say the crash, it involved 2 semis, a passenger van, and a mid-sized car. It looked like a bomb had gone off. It was just devastating, the damage on the side of the highway.
Heather Gustafson with Fox 35 TV. A man in Texas City, Texas, near Galveston, is in police custody. He's surrendered while police were searching for him, hours after 3 young kids were found dead in an apartment. One was a baby. The others were 2 and 5. A woman was found with the kids with a gunshot wound in the head, but she survived. This is Fox News.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-331-3217. That's 1-800-331-3217. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-331-3217. That's 1-800-331-3217.
We'll get an update on the job market later this hour. The monthly report economists expect will show about 180,000 people were hired. Some also predict the unemployment rate dipped again. Others believe it remained at 3.7%.
Hiring remained robust at the end of the year, despite worries about global growth, trade, and interest rates. The data will not reflect any impact from the partial government shutdown, which started after the Labor Department conducted the survey. The jobs figures could either heighten or ease concerns of a recession this year.
That's Fox Business Network's Hillary Barsky. Wall Street could react to what's in the report for now. Dow futures are up nearly 300. The day after a 660-point Dow plunge, the Nasdaq fell 202, a 3% decline. One of Charles Manson's followers may soon be let out of prison.
Robert Beausoleil has been up for parole 18 times before, but this time was different. Yesterday, the parole panel said he should be freed. He's now 71 and was convicted in 1969 of killing musician Gary Hinman that year. Beausoleil was not involved in the most notorious killings of actor Sharon Tate and 6 others by other Manson followers. Tate's sister, Deborah, was at the parole hearing and said she objects to Beausoleil's release because he keeps breaking prison rules by profiting from selling his art and music outside prison. California's incoming governor, Gavin Newsom, could block the parole. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
In suburban Chicago, Illinois, a sheriff has put himself behind bars.
King County Sheriff Ron Hain trading in his police uniform for a prisoner uniform at the Kane County Correctional Center in St. Charles after hearing complaints from inmates about poor conditions, chief beefs, food, clothing, and cold cells. Haynes says the only way to know how bad it is to experience it himself.
That's Gary Baumgarten. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News.
Stevie J off to Asia, and we've got a report that he's filed here at ESPN 93.5. We'll start out with some local news headlines, and it's brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair for your windshields and windows in your car's truck or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams at 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign. Here's Jamie Monticelli at 7:05.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The U.S. Senate has confirmed a new U.S. attorney for the Central District of Illinois. The News Gazette says the University of Illinois College of Law graduate John Millhiser was unanimously approved this week. He was nominated by President Trump in August. He started working in the fall after the federal court appointed him to work temporarily pending confirmation. A new study says Illinois is the second most moved out of state last year. The study comes from Van Lines. New Jersey was the most outbound state, followed by Illinois, Connecticut, New York, and Kansas. About two-thirds of moves involving Illinois were outbound. 25 years in prison is the sentence for an Urbana man accused in a 2017 fatal shooting in Champaign. 22-year-old Jackie Pearson was sentenced for the death of 19-year-old Brandon Smith. He'll have to spend at least 21 years behind bars. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
There's a lot of glass on your car, and sometimes stuff happens. You might need a new window on the driver's side, or your windshield has been cracked and is getting worse, or maybe you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield, causing it to chip. American Eagle Auto Glass in Champaign and Danville can help. They're local, they're reasonably priced, and they don't treat you like a number. You're their customer. American Eagle Auto Glass is certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring they do it the right way and the safe way. Visit them at AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com.
Your weather forecast for today and into the weekend looks pretty good. We've got a high 47 expected with partly cloudy conditions. 29 are low into the evening tonight. Sunshine expected tomorrow, high near 50, down to around 30. A chance of precipitation this weekend at 10%. More clouds coming our way on Sunday with a high 46, low 41. We're expecting a rainy start to our week next week on Monday, January 7th, with a high 55. Our forecast is brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent, at 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. We've been checking in with Stevie J as he's flown into Shanghai, and we've got a report now here on ESPN 93.5 as he has this big trip underway thanks to Stevie J Travel. Let's find out how Stevie's faring in Asia.
93.5. Talk to you in a few minutes. Hi, Diane. I am live in Shanghai, and we are spending a full day all over this big city, the biggest city in China, and we have had a wonderful day. What we did earlier is we went to a garden that dates back 500 years. It was amazing because it looked like Disney, because the rocks, you know, you've seen it before, but it's been at like theme parks, and it was dating back to the Ming Dynasty. We're calling it the Ming Gardens, but I mean, the rock formations and the koi in the river that they built in 1559, it was stunning and so historical. We saw the dragon wall, dragon on top with an entire tail and body that encompassed the entire structure. And so we enjoyed some real history. Again, that was a 500-year-old place we visited today, and that was pretty historic. Next, we went to a mall where it's one of those you bargain at the mall kind of things. And, of course, we came out with a bag full of all kinds of different things. So we had a wonderful time at the AP market. Then we went to the French concession. There I ate some delicious dumplings, everything written in Chinese. A woman spoke no English. I spoke no Chinese, no Mandarin. And I've been working on ni hao, And I'm fluent now. That means hi and thank you. But no, it's got some intonations and some challenges. Anyway, so we're about ready to go back and get to the Marriott Hotel. There tomorrow we will leave and go to the port here in Shanghai and get on our Princess Sapphire cruise and head to Nagasaki, Japan. I really am enjoying giving you some updates and reports. Coming up, after we get some sports going and some weather and all that here at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to interview our tour leader. Her name is Carolyn. That's obviously not her real name. She is from Shanghai. But I shall give you a little bit of flavor, a little more on Shanghai and what we've witnessed here for the last couple of days. If you've never been to China, I'm telling you, it's something. It's big. And it's fascinating. And frankly, I'm getting a lot more out of this than I expected. It's so big, but yet it's vibrant. It's got obviously a whole bunch of people, 25 million just in Shanghai alone. So I'll be checking in here in the next 20 minutes. We'll interview our tour director, our tour leader, Carolyn, who's been with us for now 3 days. And then we'll learn a little bit more about Shanghai and just some of the things that go on, the type of taxi you ought to get in, the type of taxi you shouldn't get in, the color of taxi means a lot. In any event, we will be back with you in just a matter of moments, bottom of the hour. So anyway, live from Shanghai, I am Stevie J on ESPN 93.5. Talk to you in a few minutes.
Stevie J Travel presents 2019. Enjoy many great group trips to incredible destinations. Maybe it's Alaska or Canyon Country with Mary Beth Karasik, or a trip down the Rhine River with Janet and me. Or maybe you're interested in our Weapons of World War II trip. All you have to do to find out more is visit StevieJTravel.com. Again, StevieJAYTravel.com. And join us in 2019. Where do you want to go?
Wrangler Outdoor. Pants and shirts made with durable fabrics, moisture management, and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler Outdoor ensures you're ready for wherever the day takes you. Whether it's a walk in the city or a trek in the wilderness, we keep you comfortable in all conditions. Wrangler Outdoor. Clothing with outdoor credibility and everyday versatility. I'll be the first in line again. An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Antonio Brown, you should want on your team in every aspect of what he puts on the field. The routes, the stats, box score, the touchdowns, the receptions, every way in which he fills it up for your fantasy team and for that Pittsburgh Steelers team. You want Amari Cooper on your team. He's an absolute game changer. You want Antonio Brown on your team. He's an absolute game changer. But there's a second resolution, one which I'm not going to recant. I'm not going to come back on. And that is this. You cannot have a player on your team, especially in football, a player on your team who is as selfish and focused on himself to the detriment of the team as you would with Antonio Brown.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, or just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
At AutoZone, we're all about getting you the products you need so you can rely on your ride to perform, especially in the coldest conditions. If you want a battery you can rely on no matter the elements, go with Duralast. They're specially made to help your vehicle power through even the coldest weather. Duralast, proven tough and available only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. At your feet, take a look around and you will see.
Flooring Surfaces is the place for hardwood. Starting at just $249 per square foot. Bring your colors, pictures, swatches, and ideas to our showroom on Mercury Drive in Champaign. One of our trained consultants will listen to your needs, then find the perfect hardwood for your project. Flooring Surfaces also offers professional installation service for every item we sell, so you can have beautiful new floors with no hassle. Light tones, dark tones, gray colors, hand scraped, wire brushed, or smooth, a new hardwood is waiting for you. And with financing options available to qualified homeowners, it's easy to see why the best floors come from Flooring Surfaces. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
The world at your feet. Flooring Surfaces. The world at your feet.
Good morning, it's 7:15. I'm Diane Ducey here on ESPN 93.5 with some sports headlines. Stevie J is in Asia, and we've got some reports from him from Shanghai. We had number 21 Indiana beat Illinois 73-65 last night after a strong start from our Illini, leading most of the first half. Then the Hoosiers tied it up at halftime. If you have a fan reaction, you can always text in at 359-2255 here on ESPN 93.5. We're hearing good news about the recruiting on the football team side. Back to basketball, Purdue upset number 25 Iowa 86-70 yesterday. We also had Minnesota beating number 22 Wisconsin 59-52. Other Big Ten boards, number 2 Michigan over Penn State 68-55 during that game with 10 minutes and 52 seconds left in the first half. Penn State coach Patrick Chambers shoved guard Miles Dredd in a huddle, apologizing in the press conference without being asked about it. He said he'll try to get his players fired up in a different way next time. So that was trending out of that Michigan-Penn State game. Again, Michigan on top. And that's who we play on Thursday the 10th. We've got tickets to win here on ESPN 93.5. Speaking of basketball, we are recognizing the 30th anniversary of the Flying Illini. The U of I Department of Athletics announced in September of last year the bobbleheads of 5 former Illini standouts featured and available for purchase at select home games this season. In that January 10th game against Michigan, it'll be Kendall Gill bobblehead night. The day after each of the bobbleheads are debuted, you'll be able to purchase yours for a limited time at Game Day Spirit. And we got giveaways during the Tay and Carp Show. As you listen with Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, and ESPN 93.5. NBA action has the Pacers and Chicago to face off tonight. Memphis Grizzlies acquired guard Justin Holiday for a couple of players and 2 picks in an upcoming draft. We had Houston beating Golden State 135-134 in overtime last night. At one time, the Warriors led by 20 points. Steph Curry frustrated after the game in the press conference, saying that was a tough way to go out. Also, we just had James Harden, and I was watching on the TV this morning how he was just on fire for the Rockets yesterday with 44 points and 10 rebounds and 15 assists. All right. We're talking NFL action with that wild card. Saturday, it's the Colts and Houston and Seattle and Dallas, L.A. Chargers and the Baltimore Ravens, and, of course, Philadelphia Eagles are in Soldier Field on Sunday at 3:40, taking on our Bears. And the men's, college football national championship games comes our way on Monday. Number 2, Clemson, and number 1, Alabama. NHL action last night. The St. Louis Blues over Washington, 5-2, and New York beat the Blackhawks in overtime. That final was 3-2. We've got our Cardinal Caravan to take note of. Now that you got your 2019 Cardinal calendar, we gave away a lot of those here on ESPN 93.5 as your Cardinals affiliate. Brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Friday, January 18th. Make sure you mark that on your calendar to join us at noon at the iHotel and Conference Center. Details and everything found at ESPNCU.com. That's where you can listen to us live also and find the podcast later on in the day. I've got your forecast now, and it's brought to you by Watts Copy System. I love our new copier here at CBJ Broadcasting. If you want to upgrade your office technology into the new year, Watts Copy Systems will keep you really on the edge of technology. We've got a high 47 expected today, 29 our low into the evening tonight, up to towards 50 tomorrow with the sunshine, down to 30 in the evening. More clouds coming our way Sunday to wrap up the weekend. We've got a high 46 expected, then a chance of rain late and a low 41. Rainy on Monday, but a high 55. You know, when I'm looking at the forecast for January, it's pretty good with 40s for our highs, and I know we could get a lot worse. Provident Financial Group is bringing on our Financial Minute from Fox Business, and it's 720 here on ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, stock futures are higher before the open, trading in positive territory. Investors are waiting for the monthly jobs report, which is out at 8:30. Tesla and Netflix shares higher in pre-market trading. Yesterday, not a good day for the electric car maker, with Tesla shares closing down 10%. Apple has been taking its licks lately. Yesterday, it dropped about 10%. Warren Buffett is Apple's second biggest shareholder. He has said in the past he'd like to see Apple go down in price. That may be because he's getting ready to buy more shares at a cheaper price. GM has high hopes for 2019. It's counting on its redesigned pickup trucks to attract plenty of buyers as car sales decline. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation as they raise money for the new Martin Center, an innovative community center to be built in North Champaign at Ties and Tinnies, January 10th at 5 p.m. at the Virginia Theater. Tickets are $50, include heavy hors d'oeuvres from Biagi's, V Picasso, Baxter's, Dish Passionate Cuisine, CNC's Kitchen, and Sugar by Sarah. Enjoy live music, a wine pool, cash bar, and fun raffle opportunities. Buy your tickets at champagneparks.com. Break out your ties and cocktail dresses, then mix it all up with your best pair of sneakers. More at champagneparks.com.
722, Diane Ducey here on ESPN 93.5 and Stevie J having a good time with his family travel. Stevie J Travel bringing on this group trip. He's checking in from Shanghai.
All right, Diane, we're in Shanghai, and we're finishing our big bus tour for the day, and our tour guide has been Caroline, and she has been outstanding. How long have you been taking people around China?
Since 2013, so around 5 years.
Why do you like it so much?
I like to make friends with others.
Tell me about Shanghai. How many people?
24 million people.
Give or take a million. It feels like more. How many scooters?
Oh.
A lot.
A lot.
How many places to shop? A lot.
A lot, yeah.
But as far as the interesting things about living in China, you talked about the one child. How has that changed, and what has changed with that coming up?
Because now too many elder people, so that's why our government think our population will get smaller.
Yeah.
So that's why we have two children policy.
Wow, because there's in China, isn't there 1.3 billion people now?
1.4 billion.
Wow, okay, so two kids. Have people been happy about that?
Some of them, they are happy of that. Some of them, they think it's no change, because even we can have two babies, but some of them, they choose to have one baby.
Tell me about the culture in general. I mean, I'm seeing in Shanghai a lot of people that are really good at what they do, that are very efficient, very smart. It's quite a city, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And everybody's rushed.
You're moving around.
Yeah.
You said you walk fast.
Yes, walk fast, speak fast, everything fast, eat fast, everything fast.
You had said something earlier about the type of license plate you can have.
Yes.
That you can't drive everywhere in Shanghai with just one license plate, and it costs a lot to get a license plate that'll let you go all over Shanghai.
Yes, the blue one. I mean, the local car plates, you can drive it on the overpasses or the bridge or the tunnel whole days. But the car plate from other cities, if you have that one in the rush hour, you cannot use some of the overpasses, bridges, or some of the tunnels. Yeah.
What do you think people in China think of America?
Good friends.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we have so many folks from China in our country, mm-hmm. and we see, and I, you know, we certainly, I've seen a lot of Americans in Shanghai, and quite a few Americans live in Shanghai.
A lot of people, they do the business in Shanghai. Really, they have their own company.
And they visit, and there are all kinds of, I wonder why there are so many flights available to Hong Kong, Shanghai. I mean, it's amazing, but it does not cost very much to come here. I mean, we paid $700 uh-huh. there and back, round trip,
uh-huh.
for our flight. And to New Zealand, it cost $2,400 U.S.
Uh-huh.
And to come to China, it's very, I think, reasonable. So why would people listening come to China? Why would you say, come see me in China?
I think because in your mind, China was before. If you didn't come to China, you will think China is not so good. And now China becomes, how to say that, grow up so fast and develop so fast. I think this is the reason you come here to see how fast it grew up.
Yeah, and to me, I look at some of these streets, and to me it looks like Chicago, right? I mean, there's so many similarities. Big streets, lots of cars, and lots of stores.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No, I mean, it really feels like a major city in the world, and it has to be one of the bigger cities in the world. And Shanghai is the biggest city in China, is it not?
Yes, that's the population, yeah. Because our land is 6,340.5 square kilometers, but we have 24 million people. So in this case, yes.
All right, and I've told people that you can drive 50 miles around Champaign-Urbana and you wouldn't get out of Shanghai. It is a really big city. Caroline, you've done a great job being our tour guide. It's been a pleasure meeting you. Say your daughter's name again.
Dian Dian.
She is a beautiful daughter, 17 months old. Dian Dian.
So she will be famous as well, right?
Yes, that's right. Famous as well, just like you. Thank you for your great work.
Thank you so much.
It's Caroline. She's our tour leader, Diane, and she has done a fabulous job. It's been a real pleasure being with her because she knows so much about Shanghai. And you know what? I don't know if I've ever thought I'd come to Shanghai, but listen, it broadens your horizons. It teaches you so much when you can see the rest of the world. And, you know, every person I've talked to here, I mean, they've been so respectful. They've been so cordial, polite, happy. It's been really fun and eye-opening, and it's a little intimidating because there are so many people. But again, once you're in this big city, it feels like New York or any other big city that you go to. This is a big one. I mean, this is twice as big as New York City as far as people. So it does have that. So anyway, it's been really, really fun. I will talk to you again next hour, Diane. I'll give you one more live from Shanghai update. But again, I really appreciate everybody listening. Thank you for our tips. As we go along, we'll be giving you reports from Nagasaki, Japan, also Busan, South Korea, Hong Kong, which will really be fun. We'll be in Hong Kong 15 or 16 hours. And by the way, Hong Kong was listed recently as the safest big city in the world. Amazing. So we're excited to be there till 10 o'clock at night on a Friday night, which I think is coming up in a week. So we'll be excited to give you various updates. Also, we'll be going to Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon, Vietnam, then Bangkok, Thailand, Koh Samui, who, by the way, is looking straight into a tropical storm. So our visit to Koh Samui Island, which is south of Bangkok, is certainly in jeopardy. We'll have to see what happens. We're watching that over here. It's a big news over here. People have evacuated that island. In fact, today, and we're supposed to stop there in a couple of weeks. And then we'll finish our trip in Singapore and be home on Martin Luther King's birthday, which is the 21st of January. So again, here we are in Shanghai. Thank you so much for listening. And Diane, thank you for all you're doing on ESPN 93.5. We'll talk one more time next hour. And again, we're live with our report in Shanghai, China. We'll talk in a few moments.
It's great here in Stevie J, live from Shanghai here on ESPN 93.5 and getting a glimpse of what Asia is all about. We've got some giveaways to get to inside the next half an hour. Comedian Jeff Dunham has announced his Passively Aggressive tour that's coming on January 12th to the State Farm Center. So get ready to text in JD, and I'll text back later and let you know that you won from ESPN 93.5. Again, the number is 359-2255. If you're feeling anything, let me know. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscalco with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 25 years in prison is the sentence for an Urbana man accused in a 2017 fatal shooting in Champaign. 22-year-old Jackie Pearson was sentenced for the death of 19-year-old Brandon Smith. He'll have to spend at least 21 years behind bars. The Building Safety Division of the Champaign Fire Department says it issued millions of dollars in construction permits recently. WCIA says the amount was $238.2 million. It is the second highest in 10 years. The best year was 2014 with about $243 million in construction permits. A reminder from the Illinois Department of Transportation. If you got a drone over the holidays, you need to register it. The Illinois News Network says you'll have to register your drone with the FAA. As for the rules, you just have to keep your drone in sight, stay under 400 feet, and stay away from crowds and stadiums. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscalco.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. I was thinking of a tree in the desert growing on the bank of a stream. The surrounding land is hostile and parched, but the tree survived because the stream waters its roots and helps it grow. Then I wondered, does the tree ever whisper to the stream? Does it ever thank the stream for the gift of life and growth? There are times our own lives are similar. Life around us may become hard and tough, and it seemed like we were going through the desert, and someone was to us like the stream was to the tree, a ray of hope, a source of strength who believed in us and gave us nourishment. And I wonder, did we thank these people who helped us through that life? Did we? Why not sit down and write a letter to that person who was like the stream to us, one who was the wind beneath our wings? Why not do it today? Why not also be the stream in someone else's life this year? That would be an awesome New Year's resolution. Happy New Year from all of us at BPC and A&R Mechanical.
Dining out, you want easy parking. A restaurant with a full bar. Chefs who prepare great gourmet cuisine, appetizers, and casual fare to satisfy and surpass every standard. Date night, family gatherings, events, and parties where no doubt quality and service is assured. Does such a place exist? Yes. Houlihan's does, and it's here in Champaign. It's inside the spacious iHotel, where you can get a room as accommodating as the restaurant. Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar, just south of the State Farm Center.
ESPN 93.5 with your three-day forecast from the National Weather Service, and it's brought to you by CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated on Bloomington Road in Champaign. Proud to provide all their current and future customers with exceptional service and dedicated to solving problems. Ultimately, CMI's Preventative Maintenance Department saves you time and money. They're your industrial equipment experts. You can visit them online and learn more. CMICLEAN.com.
or call Brad and Betsy Parks at 359-6262. We've got a high today of 43 down to 25 with partly cloudy conditions. Sunshine expected tomorrow. High 47, low 30, up to around 47 with more clouds coming our way on Sunday, down to around the freezing point in the evening, and a rainy start to our week next week on January 7th, Monday. Right now, the temperature's at 27 on ESPN 93.5. Yep, comedian Jeff Dunham has announced the spring leg of his passively aggressive tour, and he's got these twisted cohorts, Peanut on stage, sitting on his knee, along with Walter and Jose Jalapeno, Bubba J, and of course, Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. I don't think he worries too much about being politically correct. It's happening at the State Farm Center on the 12th. If you and a friend would love to check this out, make sure you're texting JD for Jeff Dunham at 359-2255. That's ESPN 93.5. We'll be back in a moment with a doctor talking about obesity in 2019. Well, it's 7:38 on ESPN 93.5. Thanks for taking us along. Happy New Year and all of that. David Barsik is a doctor, a healthy living analyst. I'm welcoming on the airwaves here in Champaign-Urbana. How are you, David?
I'm doing great, Diane. How are you?
I'm good. I was just looking over the nation's obesity rate, and it's reached the highest ever in 2018, according to the United Health Foundation. Explain where we're at on that.
Well, it's a shocking number when we look at overweight and obese is about 65%, and it's projected to be over 80% by 2030. That's a crazy, crazy number because it comes along with all the risk associated with it and the price tag associated with it as well for individuals and for us as a country.
Wow, those numbers are off the charts. Are Americans like the only one in this situation? How are we in ranking of the world? Do you know that?
Well, yeah, we're not the only one, but we do happen to be have the highest obesity rates. But there are other countries that are creeping up on us because of the ease of fast food and the spread of fast food across the world.
Mm-hmm.
But we are at the top of the list of a list we don't want to be at the top of, right?
That's right. When it comes to cardiovascular disease deaths and, you know, things that go along with being overweight and not having that good self-image that could lead to suicide. I mean, when you think of obesity, there's all these other problems that go along with that. Talk about that, Dr. David Barsik.
Yeah, so obesity, we know, leads to the big, what I call the big three, heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, are all related to diabetes, and they all happen to be the most expensive things that Americans get. 75% of healthcare costs in the United States are for preventable diseases. That means $3 out of $4 that Americans spend that don't have to be spent. So think about the financial implications for a family when obesity adds about $1,500 per year per person in America of healthcare costs that really don't have to be. And I understand, look, I mean, it's easy out there now for us to get things that are not good for us. We have all these things hitting us from all angles, everywhere you drive, everywhere you go. Everywhere you go on social media, you look at food is culture in America. But I think we just have to start making some little tiny tweaks and choices that are better. And I think the biggest thing, it starts with increase in our physical activity.
Mm.
Even if we don't change our diet, if we just get up and get moving, it's going to be much, much better for us as a whole.
Agreed. And especially with our young people, I've heard of other school systems looking at taking PE off because we need to have more education for a better college opportunities. But if we take physical education out of the schools, I don't know. I feel like that's an important piece.
Yeah. We got to have it. We got to keep it. I mean, the kids have to get 60 minutes per day of physical activity. And now the average American child between 6 and 16, spends about 7 hours a day in front of some type of screen,
yeah.
Smartphone, smart pad, computer, TV, movie, video games, etc., right? So typically they're not standing up when they're doing those things, right? They're
right.
Sitting down. I don't know how old you are, Diane, but I'm 50, and my mom and dad used to tell us, get the hell out of the house,
yeah,
right? I mean,
yeah.
Get out of here.
I'm in the same zone, and I loved playing in the neighborhood and making forts and, you know, playing all these games outside, but the kids just don't do that anymore. Everybody's afraid to talk to each other, it seems like. We're just losing it as far as our social skills go. I'm talking with Dr. David Barsik here on ESPN 93.5. All right, so in 2019, we're listening to you. We're hearing about the obesity rate and how it skyrocketed in 2018. We want to rein it in. What do we do? What's a good start?
I think the biggest, easiest thing is physical activity. Like, in other words, we don't want it can be overwhelming. We don't overwhelm someone and got to change this, we got to change that. Don't eat this, don't drink that, don't. And people go, I had enough of this, I'm going back to my old ways. So I think don't bite off more than we can chew, pardon the pun, right? But It's start with one thing. Let's commit to 30 minutes every day if you're a grown up of just walking. Don't go join a gym. Don't do any of that stuff for New Year's because you're going to stop by February,
mm-hmm.
right? So if it's accessible, if it's easy, we'll do it. Let's 30 minutes a day. It doesn't even have to be all at once. You can go 15 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at lunch, 10 minutes at night. You got 30 minutes. You walked. You did a great job, right? And I think what will happen is once we do that, we start feeling a little better. We got a little more energy because we're moving around. Then we start, you know what? I'm gonna change my diet now. I'm gonna eliminate drinking my calories. I'm going to stop drinking sodas and all this other stuff.
Okay.
So there's so many little things we can do one at a time, but it starts with physical activity. One last thing is there was a study a couple of years ago, University of South Carolina, 50,000 people, and they studied what they called attributable fractions. What are the biggest things that lead to an early death? And we know it's heart disease, we know it's obesity, we know it's smoking, but the biggest one was low fitness in America, low fitness.
Okay. All right, so we need to keep moving.
That's it. sounds simple, doesn't it?
That's right.
I mean, it can be that simple, but we have to have some urgency. And when we say urgency, it means if we don't do it now, we're going to die.
Right.
I don't want to be dramatic,
right.
But if we don't do it now, then tomorrow's another day. And then before you know it, it's, you know, you're 15 years down the road and you gained 3 pounds a year, and that's 45 pounds in 15 years. That's bad, right?
Yeah. Okay, we're looking at our drinks. We're trying to do more whole nutritious foods. We're moving. Dr. David Barsik, I'm feeling good about 2019. Thanks for being on the radio with us.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
All right, you too. ESPN 93.5. Again, I'm also getting folks to get these tickets to check out comedian Jeff Dunham when he comes to the State Farm Center if you want to text in at 359-2255 here on ESPN 93.5. Try to win those tickets to the State Farm Center on January 12th. Good luck.
Are you stuck, bored, or underpaid? How about all of the above? Then make 2019 your year to focus on you. Start this January to train for a new career at Parkland College and get a job that you're gonna love. Think you can't afford to go back to school? Think again. There is money available to help you pay for tuition. New year, new you. Parkland College is your community college. They'll help you with those New Year's resolutions. Classes start January 14th. Sign up today at parkland.edu.
Yesterday, listening to Jeremy Warner's show, which is on ESPN 93.5 from 9 to 11, talking about some of the football recruits coming in, exciting stuff. Well, not so exciting was the Illini getting beat by Indiana. We just don't finish well. I mean, we started out of the gate real strong as our Illini in Bloomington, Indiana, leading the first half, and then they tied it up at 32-32, and then those Hoosiers ended up beating us 73-65 in the end. Hoosiers are number 21 in the nation. Purdue upset number 25, Iowa, 86-70. Minneapolis or Minnesota ended up beating number 22 Wisconsin 59-52 in some upsets. We're getting ready for the Sunday game against Northwestern. And then on Thursday the 10th, we've got tickets to that game against Michigan, by the way, number 2, beating Penn State yesterday 68-55. I've seen a clip of this kind of push from the Penn State coach Patrick Chambers shoving freshman guard Miles Dredd in a huddle, apologizing in a press conference right out of the gate without even being asked about it. He says he just loves Miles Dredd, has a relationship and recruiting him for years. He'll try to get his players fired up in a different way next time. NBA action has the Pacers in Chicago to face the Bulls. The Memphis Grizzlies have acquired Bulls guard Justin Holiday for a couple of players and a couple of picks in an up-and-coming draft. And the game that's trending in NBA action last night was James Harden on fire, 44 points, 10 rebounds, 15 assists, as Houston Rockets came from being beat down by 20. Boy, Steph Curry said that was a tough way to go out in the press conference afterwards, 135-134 over Golden State in overtime. Speaking of overtime, New York Islanders beat Blackhawks, the Blackhawks 3-2 yesterday. St. Louis Blues came out on top 5-2 over Washington. College football national championship game comes up on Monday. Number 2 Clemson and number 1 Alabama going at it. Of course, NFL wildcard action this weekend. Tomorrow we've got the Colts and Houston in the first game and Seattle and Dallas in that later game. And then on Sunday, L.A. Chargers and Baltimore Ravens will start us off. And then at 3:40, it's the Philadelphia Eagles in Soldier Field to take on the Bears. It's amazing here on our staff at ESPN 93.5. It's about split. We have a lot of Eagles fans here. And, of course, myself and others rooting for the Bears. Got any comments on that? 359-2255. ESPN 93.5. We'll hear from Stevie and Asia in a matter of moments.
1 hour per week. That's all it takes to make the difference in the life of a child. And we all have something of value to give. Interested in becoming a mentor? Contact Lauren in Champaign at 351-3722. That's 217-351-3722. Call today to learn how you can become a mentor in 2019.
ESPN 93.5 at 7:49. I love hearing these reports from Shanghai from Stevie J.
Thanks, Diane. I'm live in Shanghai. I want to give you one more update here. We're going to get ready to get on the ship tomorrow. But as we have been kind of moving around the big city of Shanghai with 25 million people, we have different things that kind of have been a little different, things that maybe have stuck out in our mind. And I'm going to ask Christian, my son, what do you think, bud? What's kind of jumped out at you?
Well, I think two things are what jump out the most. First being just the colorfulness and the vibrance of the cities. I know my dad used that word earlier to describe it, and it truly is just an extraordinarily vibrant city. I think it's you could compare it to a just much, much, much larger Vegas. It's way bigger, way more skyscrapers, but same sort of colorfulness. And the second thing would be the cleanliness of the restaurants. It just seems like everything that is you're able to buy and eat is just so clean and portrayed in such an incredible way. And I think that's because of such strict food laws that they have here. Everything has to be very, very high standard. And so those are the things that jump out the most.
Good thoughts, bud. Good thoughts. Benjamin, what's jumped out to you?
You know, Shanghai, as Christian said, as my dad said, very vibrant, very beautiful. But something that really sticks out to me is I'm not sure I've been to a city where it's so quiet. They have laws here against honking. And that makes it a really quiet city in a way that I'm not sure I've ever felt so at peace in a city with over 20 million people. So it's really incredible. And I'm enjoying the peace and quiet while being among so many people.
And that's also a good point. I think, too, that, you know, how do I say, they call it the happy room. The happy room is where you go to the restroom. And they apparently squat here, which is a little different. And they don't really use tissue. you have to have your own paper. So, interesting. But no, listen, this has been really something. It's fun to get the impressions of the kids, some of the kiddos that you've heard. Well, listen, we're going to sign up from Shanghai on this Friday. Hey, heard about those Fighting Illini. Darn it, it looked like we had a pretty good lead in the first half and couldn't hold it. Illinois loses to Indiana by 8. We did see that all the way from Shanghai. I know Iowa got 20. And again, as I've said, Illinois is probably going to have a kind of a pretty bad record this year, but I'm hoping that we're going to be the worst team you're going to never want to play in February and March. That's my hope, is that will be a draw that nobody will like. Well, you can certainly hear some of the sounds of the we walk here. Right now we're going through an arcade. We're walking to the Metro, which is a subway, and we're going to attempt to go to this market, pick some things up that we bought, and then get back to our Marriott and prepare to get on our ship tomorrow. But folks, I'm telling you, it just can't be any better than to get a chance and the blessing of travel. It's really, really exciting, and boy, you have to figure some things out, and I think that's so such a neat part of life. Even if you travel out of Champaign-Urbana and go to Michigan, it's you know, the adventure is out there, and it's really, really fun. Glad you're listening. Thank you so much. I will talk to you all Monday. We'll be in Nagasaki, Japan, bring you some of the sights and sounds of a very historic city. All right, Diane, thank you. We really appreciate everybody. I'm Stevie J, live from Shanghai. We'll talk to you Monday from Japan on ESPN 93.5.
Awesome. I've been handing out tickets to Jeff Dunham with that Passively Aggressive Tour coming on January 12th to the State Farm Center, a winner out of St. Joe. Corey Plotner, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You got a couple of tickets. You might have to purchase one more. You have some lovely ladies in your life you're thinking about bringing, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, very good. And you're familiar with Jeff Dunham as a ventriloquist and comedian?
Absolutely. We've seen, I think, all of his shows there on Netflix.
So this will be great. He's on a 56-city tour, State Farm Center on January 12th. We're handing out tickets all week here on ESPN 93.5. He's got a brand-new character or two. I know the Twisted Cohort's Peanut, Walter, Jose Jalapeno, Bubba J, Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. Have you seen any of those as you watch the shows?
Oh, Ahmed by far is my favorite.
With Ahmed?
Ahmed, absolutely.
I think he came up with that. I saw a special on him and how his parents just kind of nursed this ventriloquism talent that he had at a young age, single digits, and he'd get involved in talent shows, and he came up with how to create these puppets so they are operating just the way he wants it. But coming out of 9/11, he was just frustrated with everything, and Ahmed the Dead Terrorist is one of your favorite characters. That's awesome, Corey.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
Well, enjoy the show. We've got details at ESPNCU.com, and we'll get you on that list, and you have a good time on January 12th at the State Farm Center.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for listening. Corey Plotner out of St. Joe, my latest winner here on ESPN 93.5. Well, with 2019 here, there's no better time than the new year to think about upgrading those appliances. There's different things around your home and office that you've probably been looking at for a long time. Are they running right? You can place your trust in Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They've been family-owned and in business since 1977, 40 years of appliance experience, and all they do is appliances, and they do it better than anyone else. They're the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and they've got Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur in their realm. They've got quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. And if you need low prices and a great selection, they'll treat you like royalty. Plus, you got that free 10-year protection plan. Wow! Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is the place where you can visit if you're remodeling some rooms in your home or getting that man cave going. Nothing like quality, incredible customer service at affordable pricing. Their Champaign location is just off I-74 Neal Street. You can visit online at appliance-world.com. We've got your Weather News coming up at the top of the hour. I need to get your forecast in because it is looking good. ESPN 93.5 looking at our high today of 47, and it's not stopping there. We've got a low around 27 into the evening tonight, up towards 50 again Saturday and Sunday, down to around the freezing point in the evening. More clouds coming our way on Sunday, and then a chance of showers on Monday, but the high 53 expected. We're currently at 28 on ESPN 93.5. And again, your news is coming up. Great for folks to text in at 359-2255. On Twitter, I'm at Diane_Ducey. You can always keep in touch with us on our website, too, at ESPNCU.com.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit MaxRecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
When you smile, everyone else does too. Because we know that smiling, it's contagious. So start off 2019 with the best smile yet. A new year and a new smile. Get your free consult for a new smile in 2019 using orthodontics, restorative dentistry, and teeth whitening with your friends at West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, and Angel Smiles Dental Care. There you'll find all kinds of smile experts. Because taking care of your smile is what they do best, and it's their top priority too. Have the best smile you can have in 2019 with West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, and Angel Smiles Dental Care. A new year, a new smile. Schedule your free consult for your new smile in 2019 and experience exceptional service. Don't trust me? Here's what one patient had to say about their experience at West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, and Angel Smiles Dental.
My reaction when I saw myself smile was all I could do was cry. And I didn't realize that everybody else in the whole room was crying with me because they were so happy for me.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll...